And welcome, everybody. This is Rick Wilson. I'm up at Johnston High School, where we've got the All-Star Game, the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union and the Iowa Girls Coaches Association sponsoring the All-Star Game. And, of course, the representative from Indianola is our very own Bryn Ortland. And, Bryn, thanks for coming to visit with me today. And I guess my first question is, how did you feel when you found out that you were going to be participating in the 2023 All-Star?
It was really an honor, and I'm super excited that I get to finally play my last game of high school and just go out having fun. Like, yeah, I'm competitive, but these games are just going to be about having fun, meeting new people.
And some of the people that you've got up here, you've played against, too, that are on your team, and there'll be some that you've went against, too, that, you know, you've played maybe in the past at the, because you've participated now 4 years in Indianola. Talk to me a little bit about that, your first year stepping on the field as a varsity starter, and now your senior year 4 years later. Just kind of, how does that feel? I mean, just tell me about that.
It's crazy. Time really flew by. I remember my freshman year, I started my first game, and I was nervous as I could ever be, and now here I am playing the last game of my high school career, and I'm just so glad for all the memories and skills that I was able to gain along the way from my coaches and my teammates, and it's been really fun.
Coaches, teammates, you know, Coach Evans, we know is going into the Iowa Girls Coaches Hall of Fame in between games here. And as we talk about, I'm going to talk to her later, but here's the thing that I want to ask you. You mentioned how nervous you were. Talk about the experiences that you've had, how you gained your skills, your leadership, and talk about those that as you came through this program here in Indianola, and just kind of talk about that a little bit and about your teammates. And
well, over the years, we definitely had many ups and downs. My freshman year, I know we had a really good team. We were looking to make it far, and we just fell short both my freshman and sophomore year. But the next couple years, we picked it up. We had the same goals each and every year, and even if we did fall short this year, we played as a team all year. We still accomplished all of our goals that we wanted to, and we had a great season. We couldn't be happier.
And I know talking to you and talking to some of the other players, and especially your thoughts on, you know, this, it's a lot about softball, but it is a little bit more about family and and that, and the support you get from not only the fans but your family. Let's talk a little bit about that, how much their support has meant to you.
It's crazy. I look out in the left field, and my whole family's sitting out there, and I couldn't be more thankful for all the support I got and the team got by the community. And that last game, the fences were packed and it was loud. And I know when we stepped out on the field, we just got chills and took it all in, which could, for one of the games that we did, could have been our last time.
Well, it's the All-Star Game. It's up here. As I look out, this has got an artificial turf. I know when we went over to Xavier, you played on that. You've had a chance to get out there on this turf, as opposed to playing on, you know, the turf that we play on. What's your thoughts and your experience on this turf compared to, you know, the other fields that you played on?
It's definitely hard to get used to at first, but playing on turf like almost all of fall ball and up at the Xavier tournament, it's not really much different. It's just a lot faster pace, and it's a lot easier to read the bounces that the ball takes on a grounder. And I like it. I really like it.
Yeah, it looks like it might be something that the future is probably that. There's a lot of schools that are going to that. One more thing here before I let you go, and I want to ask you this. You've experienced 4 years in Indianola. Coaches, your teammates, and just that experience, those people, the young ladies that you've played with, just talk a little bit about what that has meant to you and then how you're going to take this forward.
Over the past 4 years, we had the best coaching staff that we could ask for. They gave us feedback whenever we needed it. They were there for us with pushing us to be our best each and every single day at practice, in games. Like, they knew we could keep going more than we thought we could ourselves. And the team, we played like a family. We connected so well over the past 4 years, and we played together a lot. So it's hard to beat a team when you play as a family. I think that's why we were so successful this year.
Well, that's great. And I just want to say congratulations on making the All-Star team, and I want to wish you the best of luck in the future. Young lady, you've been like a granddaughter. You have, you know that. Part of the family, I guess, and that type of thing. But, yeah, all the best to you, and I look forward to your future and where it takes you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, Bryn Ortlund is a graduated senior from Indianola, playing up here in the 2023 All-Star Game up here at Johnson. And this is Rick Wilson for KNIA Sports.